yourself back in rather than going full steam right away?
Yes. Whenever you're coming back from injury, you just all of a sudden just aren't 100% and you just full go. So every single day, just taking it a day at a time and just easing myself more and more into the progression of playing football, of doing everything out there.
How did you feel afterwards? That's always the test. Like, were you sore? Were you able to kind of...
I felt good. Definitely. You're always sore after, no matter what, after playing a game, no matter what. If you play 10 plays, if you play 70 plays. So definitely sore like any other game. But no setbacks, no nothing, feeling good and just progressing every day.
How careful do you need to be with the hamstring? Because it doesn't heal. If it doesn't heal, it's always going to bother you.
You got to be careful with any injury, but if you research hamstrings, if you know about hamstrings, definitely you got to be careful. You got to progress. You just can't hop right back in and be full go 100%. I wish it was like that. I can't wait till I'm freaking going crazy out there again. So just progressing myself in it and just feeling better every single day.
Rob, we were talking to Bill earlier about impressions, and every football guy I've ever known at least has a half-decent varsity blues impression in their bag. You have a good varsity blues impression?
What was Bill's?
You didn't get one.
Yeah. I'm just going to stay right there. Not going to do one either. If I see you out, maybe I'll do one.
Rob, what does it say about you guys that you haven't had Tom Brady for 3 games? You have not really played a whole lot this season. You guys are still 3-0 and... cruising right along here during the season?
Just everyone coming together as a team, just everyone playing together, playing complementary football, from special teams, defense to offense. So it's just great to go out there and just be part of a team and everyone contributing.
About like Josh McDaniels and some of the offensive coaches, what they've done with backup quarterbacks and guys in and out of the lineup, what about the job that those guys
do? Yes, our coaches have done a great job. The offensive coaches, they're staying up late, waking up early, thinking of game plans, scheming up game plans, and just working well with all the players that we have and whoever's going that week. So you got to tip our hats off to our coaching staff, especially on the offensive side of the ball, defensive side of the ball too, everywhere, special teams. But they've been doing a great job getting us prepared for every game.
Rob, what are your thoughts on both quarterbacks so far, and Jimmy through the first couple of games and Jacoby last game, how they have done without Tom there?
They're doing very well, very, very excellent. And every single day, they're just trying to improve, progress every day. This week, just see everyone, just throughout the team, everyone's just trying to progress. So everyone's doing well. And what's great about it is that everyone's trying to help each other out. It's not just an individual. It's everyone trying to help each other out, whoever's stepping in, players all around, just trying to stay on the same program. So when you go out there, you can make plays as a team.
Rob, I've heard other athletes, when they've been out with injury, have said that when they come back, because they've watched the games in a different perspective, like either on TV or up in a press box or wherever, that they see something different and makes them better players when they get back on the field. When you miss time this past time, you see things that make you a better player when you come back?
Yes, actually, it's kind of true in a way, but obviously you'll be a better player being out on the field and playing, but you definitely do see things a little different that you can pick up. You got to definitely look at the positives and pick up things if you're not out there. So you definitely do see things a little different that can make you a better player, and that's what you're trying to do when you're not out on the field due to an injury, is that you're trying to make yourself a better player any way that you can. So you're just trying to pick up things, trying to pick up coverages, trying to read coverages when you're not out there. So definitely try and make yourself a better player, but definitely, you're the best. You can be the best players when you're out there.
Without giving away a trade secret, is there any small thing that you picked up for yourself that you saw that said, "Oh, I can do this"?
I've definitely just reading the game of football, reading coverages. That's what, when you're not playing, that's what I tend to look at more, is looking at coverages and how to read them, and try to be like a quarterback out there, read the defense when you're not playing. So hopefully, I'm not pretending I'm a quarterback anymore.
What is the characteristic of, when you say about reading the defenses, of a Rex Ryan defense that he brings out there?
You never know what they're going to bring, the Rex Ryan defenses. You can see 7 defensive backs in the game at once. You can see 4 safeties in the game. You can see 4 linebackers in the game. You can see 2 DBs all linebackers, all D linemen. You never know with what Rex Ryan's going to do. So you got to be ready with anything at any time. And his players are always ready too to bring him.
For the guys who have not seen it, like obviously you've only had Tom going up against that defense, and he probably seen everything that Rex has had to do. Can you help Jimmy or Jacoby, whatever the process may be, to say this is what's going to happen or this is what it looks like?
Throughout the practices and everything this whole week, I mean, just as a team together, we just want to come together and figure out what we're going to do, what the game plan is and everything. And the coaches do a great job getting the quarterbacks prepared. I mean, there's something there that we need to get on the same page with the quarterbacks, and we'll talk. But, I mean, the coaches do a great job, excellent job getting our quarterbacks ready.
Rob, you've always been somebody who, when you're on the field, you're at full go. Even last week against the Texans, were you able to do that, or did you have to hold something back?
Whenever I'm out on the field, I love to go just full go. But, they put me in the plays where they felt more comfortable. And when I was in those plays, I felt like I was ready to roll.
No.
All righty, guys. Thank you.